The Afternoon Drive on Impact 103. Come alive.
And I did tell you, I've got a conversation that's coming up in a moment, especially if you are an animal lover, you want to make sure that you listen in a little bit closer because we're going to be talking all things Volley's Animal Shelter. Now, you might know about it, it is in the north of Pretoria and they do some phenomenal work. I've known about it for a number of years and I think I've been there once or twice and I've seen just how well-oiled the machine is over there. And also, I know a lot of people that have been supporting them for a while and taking hands with them to be able to help them do the work that they do very well. And joining me this afternoon is Almarie Venter, who's one of the volunteers at Volley's. And she's going to be giving us more detail, not just in the work that they do, but also to understand a little bit more about what help that they are needing right now. Almarie, thank you so much for making time to be with us. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Khosi. Thank you for having me.
It is an absolute great pleasure.
And good day to all the Impact listeners.
No, fantastic. Thank you so much for making time to be with us. Almarie, it's a great pleasure to be chatting to you, especially when we're talking all things Volley's. I mean, the shelter's been around for 20 years this year. I mean, it started all the way in 2003. But maybe for someone who's hearing about this for the first time, maybe you can maybe bring us into Volley's. What exactly does Volley's do? Tell us a little bit more about its history. And for someone who doesn't know it, what is it that they can expect if they go on and either visit or search about Volley's?
Thank you. Yes, Volley's started in 2003, and it was initially a sterilization outreach project done by Silla Trexler in the suburb of Wolmer, Pretoria North. 10 years later, Silla Trexler actually officially founded the Volley's Animal Shelter. She's an incredible lover of animals, and she understands animals, and this is absolutely her godly calling and her purpose. And I just want to define a shelter to some of the listeners, because not everybody knows what an animal shelter is. An animal shelter is a place of safety for animals. And yeah, we are talking to those animals who are unwanted, abandoned, abused, neglected, and lost. And these are the animals that usually end up in an animal shelter. But it doesn't stop there. Volley's also does a lot of outreach to animals in need in the community, where they assist poor community members to take care of their animals. And they do this by helping them to sterilize. That's something that's a priority of Silla, is to make sure all the animals get sterilized, food, kennels, blankets, and even medical care where they need it. And then obviously we educate them on how to take care of their pets. The four cornerstones of the shelter is, in other words, to educate, to sterilize, to rehab, and to rehome. And then I want to conclude with Proverbs 12:10 that says, the righteous man has kind regard for the life of his animal. And Volley's Animal Shelter believes that God has entrusted us with all these animals. And we have so many testimonies of how good God was, how he came through, and now he provided to us in miraculous ways.
Oh, man, that is really fantastic. And I'm even here your excitement as you're talking about it. For perspective, for someone who's listening right now, how many animals have you cared for and had placed in your facility in the last 20 years? Maybe you've got a roundabout figure, because that's a really long time.
Yes, I've got a roundabout figure. It's very difficult to give an accurate figure because, you know, animals come and go on a daily basis.
Sure.
But on Facebook, we've got a tele chart where we indicate every month how many animals were lost, adopted, abandoned, so that the listeners can go and have a look there. But just to give you an idea, when Volley started in 2013, we only started with 30 animals, and now we have over 100 animals.
Sure.
And this includes rabbits, cats, dogs, donkeys, and sheep.
Gee whiz. I didn't think it's that wide a variety. So to think of, in my head, it's always just been dogs and cats. I didn't realize it includes rabbits and donkeys, so to say. But this is where it gets to the point of why we're talking this afternoon, Almarie. We know for a fact that this is something that you've been experiencing. There's been a massive influx of animals that have been brought to Volley's, and which is putting a pressure and a strain on the finances. Tell us a little bit more about this.
Yes, certainly, Khosi. Oh, you know, Volley's tries not to turn any animal in need away. So we are always full to capacity. And with the COVID pandemic, it had unfortunate consequences on people's lives and on the economy. And people can no longer take care of their animals because it's costly to have animals. It's not just providing food and love, like everybody always say, but it's also expenses like sterilizing them and unfair medical care. And since COVID, the shelter really has been flooded with animals whose owners can sadly no longer take care of their animals, or owners who passed away. And then the animals are brought in because family members cannot look after them. Mm. And then there's a thing that the animals are just left to fend for themselves, and eventually they, members of the community, bring them in to Woolies. And caring for all these animals is quite a mission. Just to give you an idea what it costs to feed them, on a daily basis for the dogs, it's 5 municipal bins. And for the cats, it's 2 bins. And then there's hay for the sheep and hay for the donkeys, extra vegetables for the donkeys, rabbit food for the rabbits. And it's not only food we're talking, it's additional costs like veterinary care that's very expensive and costly. And a lot of animals that comes in need those urgent medical care. And then it's kennels and it's blankets. And lastly, I can just mention that the current property is becoming too small for all these influx, or this huge influx and all these animals. And we are actually really trusting God for a bigger property.
Yeah, absolutely trusting with you for that one. I mean, it sounds like quite a number of things that are currently really making it very difficult for you to kind of carry on with your daily operations. So for someone who's listening right now, how can they practically help you and your team to get the necessary supplies, or even kind of navigate the space that you find yourself in?
Yes, Horsey, there's 3 ways they can help us, they can support. We always start with a donate, but that's not the most important for us. To get the right home for the animals is the most important thing by donate. And we cannot emphasize enough to say that any donation, big, small, whether it's a packet of food, blankets, or a payment towards our veterinary bill, nothing goes unappreciated. Any kind of donation makes a difference, and it's received with such a grateful heart. The people out there must just know it. Then volunteer. This is much needed and appreciated. Mm. Volunteers can come and help to clean the kennels. They can take the dogs for a walk, or they can just spend some time in the enclosures with the animals. And then lastly, but not leastly, adopt or foster. We'd like to encourage the public to come and have a look. We've got amazing animals. We've got animals with personalities and character. And you can please open your heart and your home to these animals. Adopting is very rewarding. And just knowing you've changed the animal's life. I've got 4 Woolies dogs, and I cannot tell you what my life would have been without them. Yeah. So the public can adopt, they can volunteer, they can foster, and they can donate.
Oh man, that sounds fantastic. And I think a lot of people may be realizing that they've been putting this down for a while, and hopefully this is an opportunity for them to be able to act up on it. As we wrap up our time this afternoon, Almarie, for someone who's listening and want to get more information about this, how can they go ahead and reach you?
We are on Facebook, and we are under Woolies Animal Shelter, and we are on Instagram also. And we love people to come and pop in physically and just come and see what we are doing and see how happy these animals are and how beautiful the enclosures are. And they can, the address is Hestia Park, Pretoria North, and it's 101 Rooikat Street.
100%. Almarie, thank you so much for your time. Thank you for the work that you do. And I'm trusting that more people in our community will be able to jump in and help with the work that you've been doing for the last 20 years to be able to do it for another 20 years. Thank you so much for spending time with us.
Thank you, Khosi. Thank you so much.
It's an absolute pleasure. That was Almarie joining us right here on the Afternoon Drive. Almarie Venter, who is one of the Woolies Animal Shelter volunteers, talking about the needs that they have and the work that they do. And I've been there, and seeing that all in action is an absolute wonder to see. So if you want to get more details, go ahead and go on Facebook and look out for Woolies Animal Shelter, and you'll get all the details as to how you can help, or even better yet, bye. Who knows, you might leave there with a new member of the family as you leave in the place. For now, though, here's some Sarah with Lord of Heaven's Armies.
Impact 103. Come alive to the beat of life.